Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today.
Hello! And welcome to...
We're trying to switch up the intro, I guess.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, why did you cry today?
Wow, I don't cry just today about this topic, but today I cried because of capitalism. I hate capitalism. It is because of capitalism that I have to have a job, and a job that
bites ass.
Yeah, it doesn't suck, okay? It's like a fine, it's fine. But, I don't know, I just don't like working. If I had the option, I would just be like a housewife.
But like for your own house only, right?
Yeah.
Understandable.
Not for any man, for myself.
Understandable.
I hate working. For many reasons. I just don't think I was built to do work.
I don't think humans were built to work. Sure, you should have purpose in your life.
But purpose doesn't have to come from your job.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people search for their purpose
through their job. Which doesn't make sense. Your worth is not tied in with your job.
Yes. I am a firm believer that your passion or your hobby doesn't need to be your job. Like, your job can just be a job for you to earn money to survive. Which, like, as a concept, is... I don't like it, but it's kind of like the reality of the situation. Like, you do have to
work
to get money.
Yeah, and I always believe that we should at least pay all jobs a living wage.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense if you have to work 3 jobs and then you're still struggling to, like, survive. You know what I mean?
Do you know there's, like, not even the minimum wage in Singapore?
Yeah, there isn't.
Which is so messed up because, like, people just get exploited all day.
I remember, like, one of the reasonings of why people didn't want, like, a minimum wage is because, like, oh, these teenagers are the ones usually, like, doing, like, part-time work at fast food restaurants and things like that. And, like, why do they need to earn so much money? And I'm just like, bro, they're not the only ones working.
Yeah.
And even then, why not want them to earn enough for themselves? You don't know why they're working. You think a teenager wants to work at a fast food restaurant for no reason?
Yeah, like, they obviously have themselves to support and probably even other people.
Right? Like, there's a reason. If I was a high SES person, why the hell would I want to go to McDonald's and work?
I'm sure if people didn't have to work, they wouldn't. Unless, you know, they were, like, pursuing, like, a passion project or something. But that's so rare. And, like, it's not just teenagers that are working and, like, wanting minimum wage, you know? It's, like, migrant workers and stuff. They are doing the work that supposedly other people don't want to do, which makes sense because, like, you know, Singaporeans are used to, like, a certain kind of lifestyle. But, oh my god, like, do you not think that this is basically just exploitation? Because they have no other choice, you know? Like, they either take the wages or they don't have a job.
Yeah, and right? The reason why they come to a different country altogether is so that they can earn more.
Yeah, to support their family, which is not, like, their family isn't even with them in Singapore.
Yeah, and then, like, everyone's just like, oh, did they come here and did they earn more because our currency is higher? But in the first place, why would you want to exploit people who are just trying to, like, earn
make
for their family?
Yeah, they're literally trying to, like, survive. Why would you want to take that away from someone?
Right? It's whack. It's 100% wacky, whack, whack. Like, I'll never understand. For real, don't get it when people have double standards towards people in general just because of where they're from.
Yeah.
Or what, just because of what kind of work they do. Like, get off your high horse. No one gives a shit about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to live in reality, okay?
The reality is that your shitty CEO will still get paid 10 times more than you and without breaking a sweat.
Yeah, and that's also the thing though, it's like, nowadays, you rarely see people that are super loyal to their company or their employer because the fact is, people don't really value their employees as people, they only see employees as like a means to earn money, you know what I mean? And everybody is really replaceable, so they don't feel the need to like appreciate them or pay them more because if you're not gonna take these wages, another person will.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, like capitalism just capitalizes on you.
Yeah, and they don't value work that they deem
necessary. Like, all this work, in the case of like migrant workers, for example, all this work is like essential work, you know? Like, if they don't do it, nobody's gonna do it. And yet, like, supply and demand, like, does that even make sense?
100% does not make sense.
Right, like, okay, there's a lot of supply of migrant workers or what, and the demand, but the demand for them is high.
Yeah, because we are never ending construction here.
Yeah. Capitalism sucks.
Honestly, the jobs I've taken just to earn money.
Right?
Sucks.
It's like, I don't even like doing my job, but I can't quit it because I need to pay for everything, you know? Like, I need to pay for my school, I need to survive, I need to eat, blah, 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 blah.
Life.
Yeah, but like, that's just life, you know? And like, I just have to accept it even though I don't want to.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Right. Like, I am thankful that I have a job, of course. And I'm thankful that I can, like, pay for my education and provide certain things for myself. But at what cost? You know what I mean? Like, I'm so tired all the time and, like, I feel really guilty about, like, taking time off and stuff. It doesn't make sense because, yeah, like, everybody's replaceable. Like I said, if you don't do something, somebody else will do it.
Yeah. And also, like, you're supposed to have work-life balance. Your life isn't your work.
True.
Especially if it's working for someone else. Doesn't make sense that I'm gonna dedicate my life to you.
Yeah. And, like, most likely the person that you're working for, like, at the end of the day, you know, like, the big, big person doesn't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of busting your ass for, like, some person that doesn't appreciate you and, like, probably won't even know your name?
Yeah, and who wouldn't hesitate to, like, fire you or when there's a issue, like, a financial issue with the company. You think they're gonna, like, lessen their paychecks? Of course not. They'll just make sure the work goes to, like, only one person instead of four people instead.
Yeah, but do you get paid more? No, you don't. Yes. In fact, you'll take a 10% pay cut. Thank you very much. Oh.
Spill the tea. What company? No kidding. Go on Glassdoor. No.
If you know where I work. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. Well, yeah, it's insane. But also, like, you know, like, some companies have, like, the family culture.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's also, like, toxic in a sense because, like, even then you feel even more like, I shouldn't take advantage of these people or what. But it's like, it's not, it ain't true. No.
Yeah.
Regardless of like how well your job treats you, it's still
work. It's still your job, you know. Like, it's nothing more than that. It's really just a means for you to earn enough money to survive.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't even get that. Like, you don't even get enough money to survive.
Yeah. It's whack. It's like that not all wages are living wages.
But then people can ask, like, what are living wages? You know what I mean? Like, what is a living wage?
I feel like if you are working, like, a full-time job, any full-time job, I feel like you should be earning enough for you to pay for your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then to pay for food.
Yeah.
And then to still have savings. Because living paycheck by paycheck is not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's, like, the minimum. Like, you have enough to live. You know, not enough to survive.
And then people say, like, oh, then if you cannot afford it, then, like, why do you even, like, want, like, a big house or, like... But then again, like, people aren't even looking for, like, a big house, you know?
Like, at this age, as, like, Gen Z, millennial people, we're not looking for big houses. We're just looking to have an opportunity to actually move out.
Yeah, then they'll be, like... Then don't worry, you can leave your parents. Like, how long you want our parents to support us for?
And even then, in the end, it's gonna be like we are gonna try and support them in the end, you know what I mean? It's a lot. Capitalism is a lot.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, they think that, like, the bare minimum is enough. Like, they don't try to understand what it's like to really live with bare minimum, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you cannot understand what it feels like to live paycheck by paycheck and then suddenly something in your house breaks. And then you're just like, fuck, this shit breaks and then now I need to replace it. But then I obviously don't have enough money because my paycheck has already went to, like, my bill. And honestly, capitalism doesn't just, like, affect people who don't earn enough or, like, people who have to work jobs. There's so much waste due to capitalism, both environmentally and, like...
People,
like,
just shouldn't have a lot of money.
Like, the amount of, like, food that gets wasted because it doesn't look nice enough to be sold. It's also a product of capitalism.
What is up with that?
Right? And then, like, clothes, all these clothes that aren't in season anymore. And then in the end, they just get thrown away. If not, if they don't get thrown away, they get sold to apparently third world countries to like be sold at a lower price. But then in the end, you know, like it's still waste because yeah. like in the end, not everything sells.
Singapore has lots of textile waste.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I did like a research on that and like it's pretty insane.
When I used to work events or so, I looked at the amount of shit that just gets wasted and I just get like, oh my god, you print out so much shit and for what? And when there's a wrong printing, you reprint everything again and then you guys don't even recycle it in the end. Yeah. Then all these plastic bottles from like water because apparently there's no such thing as water coolers.
Yeah.
Stop doing extravagant things for no reason. Like, be more mindful of what you're spending on.
People just spend money to, like, spend money and because they're able to spend money. And they don't really spend money on things that they need. But, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, wastage, but it's more like...
Like, on a big scale, I think it's terrible. Like, as for events, they always big scales, you know? Like, because obviously there's a lot of people, so just have to, like, buy everything in bulk. Then when it gets wasted, it really just gets wasted.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the worst, honestly. It's like, it's really just a byproduct of capitalism because like, obviously, these people, these event people, obviously, they want to make their clients happy.
Yeah.
And their clients don't have like a price point. Or like, if they do, they're just like, oh, I want my thing to go well, so I'm just going to spend whatever I need to spend on. Basically, it all just comes to capitalism and how people aren't aware of how much they use and how much they waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat poopy. It
was like a difficult thing to like talk about.
Yeah.
You know, like to make people understand is difficult. Because yeah, like I say everybody at the end of the day is like their job or like keeping their job or like making money for their company or for themselves is like the most important thing.
But that shouldn't be the case. Everyone should have something else to do.
Yeah. But like how do you even change that mindset, you know what I mean?
I guess we are. Like, imagine like during our parents' era, I feel like a lot of them stay with the same company for years and years because like loyalty to the company, that's like the best way to show that you're a really good employee.
Mm-hmm.
But like now, everyone's more like, I want to do what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn as much as I can from one company, then after that I'm going to like go to another company and improve myself. So I guess at least there's like a change in mindset there. As in now also, I guess there are more companies that are more environmentally aware in general. But then a lot of them are also like doing it just to show that they are green rather than really trying to make a difference from like the start to end of their processes and everything.
Yeah, it's all just PR, honestly.
Right?
Like trying to have like a good image. And then you do these things that might at the end of the day actually have like a worse effect on the environment just because...
Yeah, like when people they start replacing their things before it even runs out or like, I don't know, there's so many things. Or like how there was this metal straw craze and then that's like even actually technically worse for the environment.
Yeah. How many of you still use a metal straw?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I used to see everybody with their metal straws on Instagram and then like, you know, the like little bubble tea holders.
Yeah, oh, I love my bubble tea holder. It's a little whale one.
Where are they now?
Mine's at home.
I mean, not you, but like the people on Instagram.
Right, there's so many things that we as humanity have to stop just thinking about ourselves, honestly. That's another thing altogether. But like, okay, technically also, capitalism sounds like this thing where you end up having to like think about yourself and yourself only and how you're supposed to earn money and to survive on your own basis. Things could be so much easier if people were more open to helping each other. You know what I mean? Like
capitalism just encourages competition where you want to like bring other people down so that you can be successful.
And you can earn more and you can like get to that top 1% of like people who are billionaires or whatever, you know, like that's not it. Not you're like closer to being bankrupt than being a billionaire, like most people on average. Okay, in the end, like individualism isn't gonna save our asses, you know.
Just what do billionaires even do?
Honestly, I feel that a lot of billionaires like they probably like discover something. Not like they discover something, they create something that becomes a commodity and everything and everyone's just like buying it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way I would think that you earn is because you patent it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's how you like earn money.
Yeah.
But like something shouldn't get patented, you know, like for like medications and shit, like for insulin, like how, like, I know in America insulin prices are like skyrocketed because like it's privatized and everything, and it's like insane, you know, like some things shouldn't, like you can earn money from it, but it's like why would you like be scummy like that?
Like, you rather deprive people of certain medication that they need to survive so that you can earn money from it.
Yeah.
Did that sentence make sense?
Yeah, it did.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because why would you do that? Why?
The sentence itself made sense, but like the meaning behind it, nah.
It doesn't make sense.
Maybe it doesn't. It's like what?
Yeah.
People who own companies and everything, there's a point where you realize, like, the concept of a business is that you pay people to help you out with doing something,
mm-hmm.
but then you earn more just because you're the boss.
Yeah! What is that about?
Like, okay, everyone's just like, obviously all these business majors are just like, these people majors in communications, bitches, know nothing. But it's like, the concept, if you think about the concept itself, it's like, tak faham, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I created this idea, so anyone who wants to help me out with this idea have to get less benefits
less
from
pay than me. I will earn this much money, but you'll only see this.
Yeah, and then, like, it's because I had the money to start this in the first place. That's why I decided to earn more. Call out to landlords, okay?
Oh my god. Can an economics major explain to me why we can't just print money? Like, I understand why we can't just print money, because, like, whatever, like, supply and demand or whatever. But why can't we just print money?
Because inflation.
What? So?
Like,
then print more money. Like, who says this thing is worth this much and then this is going to increase in price? Who says?
We all have the same rules. I know, right? Like, I don't know why from caveman, Ooga Booga, we suddenly decided, we want to make sure that we have to suffer.
Yeah, we have to make sure that there are rich people and there are poor people so that the rich people can get richer and the poor people can get poorer. Economics major, explain.
Okay, but basically, okay.
Ooga Booga.
Okay, the reasoning behind having money as a system was because people didn't want to barter anymore. So, like, you didn't want to trade your 3 lambs for 2 sheep.
Okay, who says money is worth this much and who says money is worth that much?
I'm pretty sure it's the gold that your country has. I don't know whether it's that, but, like...
But it doesn't make sense to me. Like, just make it cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Honestly, just give me more money.
Just make all currencies same.
Yeah. Or, like, take money from the rich people and give it to the poor people. Then, like, poor people won't be poor anymore and the rich people will likely still be rich.
Yeah.
Do you understand the concept of billionaires is so crazy to
me? It's intense.
Like, I saw this post on, like, Twitter, but it said that $1 million is, like, how many seconds, and $1 billion is, like, how many years.
You wouldn't earn $1 billion even if you work, like, the rest of your life. From, right? Like, since you were a baby until,
I would,
like,
not see $1 billion in my life.
Yeah, Toto? Let's Toto.
That's insane to me. Like, what is the need for billionaires? Why do we have billionaires in the world? Like, people can say, I work hard for this money. But, like...
There's a point where you stop being the one that work hard, though.
Yeah, like, at the expense of what? Like, underpaying your employees?
Right.
Like, obviously, if you're earning that much, you're not paying your employees fairly. Because you could be paying them more.
Yeah, that is very true.
Right? Like, who are you to say, your labor is worth this much?
No.
And I get the rest?
Just because I had the money in the first place to start this business?
Yeah, what is calling out all business owners right now?
Yeah.
Actually support small businesses.
Big businesses, you think about how much you pay. Yeah. People. Like, there's a limit to how much more a boss should earn.
I agree.
Any socialism, maybe?
Hey, Singapore government.
We are just talking.
Just vibes.
Just vibes. But yeah, it doesn't make sense. In the long run, I think it's stupid that people have to worry about how much they earn. No one deserves to starve because they can't get a job that pays them enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think that wastage under capitalism is gonna reach a point where the world will be on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like capitalism definitely, like, there is just something that is fundamentally wrong with it and it's going to unravel eventually.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that this can continue for such a long time.
Yeah, we just need to change it up, you know. Yeah,
or be patient and watch it crumble.
Yeah, we can always watch the world burn, or we can always be better people and start to make some changes.
Think about that, billionaires. I know you're listening.
When you know people who are too rich, you're just like, oh man.
Yeah, I hate rich people. Like, it's just enough. Just shut up.
Just give me money.
Yeah. Money can't buy happiness. Try me.
Try me. I would be much happier if I wasn't worrying about how I'm gonna pay for my new washing machine, guys.
Can someone please just send us money? It'll go towards Sunny's new washing machine.
No, it's okay. I'm
kidding. Any, like, you know, washing machine brands wanna sponsor us, What brands make washing machines? LG?
Samsung?
Samsung. We will give you a review.
Okay.
I can't say a positive review because we have to be honest with our listeners. But
we will give a review.
We will give a review. We'll make a video for you.
I will say that the washing machine didn't make me cry.
Yeah. Washing machine makes Sadi cry before, you know. Today I cried because of a washing machine.
Yeah, that could be the title for today. So yeah, so insane that we can't just live our lives not worrying about whether we can survive. And then like the moment you're born, you're already like owing the world money.
Yeah, dude, it's so expensive to give birth.
Right?
Like, what is the incentive to give birth? Like money? But then like the money isn't enough to pay like, for to the pay whole thing. Pay your nurses
properly. Like you already pay so much for like your operations and things, and like who's getting the money, man? Your
nurses government?
Aren't getting paid enough. Okay, our doctors are getting paid pretty decently, I think.
Yeah, but you know, they say that like the whole reason why some people earn more than others is because of like the role that they play in society, or like the uniqueness of their job.
I understand if it's like a very niche job. I understand.
Like doctors, sure, they're necessary, but nurses also necessary, right?
Yeah.
You want the doctors to do all the work, then why have nurses in the first place?
Yeah, I understand if like a niche job, like especially like, you know, like those really dangerous jobs, you have to go all the way up and like fix something.
But you know, migrant workers that even go up and like wash all your windows, you think they get paid enough?
Yeah, they don't get paid enough. You see, tak faham, right? All of these people, can we treat our migrant workers better, guys?
Capitalism, explain.
Yeah, stop exploiting foreign workers.
Yeah, oh my god, just stop exploiting people in general. Yeah. But migrant workers, they deserve so much better, okay? Yeah. I can talk forever, but
this is usually a 20-minute long podcast.
On the bright side, Sunny got a job.
Yay, capitalism. Wow, great. I've already started work.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I'll be doing meaningful work, I hope.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, like, you know, those people who do meaningful work, can you like pay people who do social work a little bit more, honestly? Yeah.
Social work doesn't mean voluntary work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's voluntary, yeah, but it's not like on a volunteer basis in a sense where they should not get paid.
Yeah.
Enough.
Like stop guilt tripping nice people who are already doing nice things by saying you're supposed to be doing nice things from your heart. Why do you need money?
Then you do your business from your heart, man. You exploit your migrant workers, you exploit your employees from your heart, is it? That's why you can earn a lot of money.
Bastard. You see, so many people deserve more.
It's not more.
So many people deserve less also. So
yeah, fuck billionaires.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've never heard of a billionaire for so.
I've never heard of a billionaire. Like a nice billionaire. You want to show me a nice billionaire? Sure, they can seem nice, but then you go down the chain of command and you're like, okay, how much do they pay? Like they are employees.
Yeah.
You know? Like the people like in the store.
Yeah.
The people that are making the food.
Yeah. What kind of benefits do they get?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
So many things. Okay. Consider.
Yeah, just think about it lah. I mean, it's shady.
Everything.
But it'll fall apart eventually, so you don't have to worry. You could change now, but eventually it's going to be bad. So you wanna wait for it to be bad, or you want to change now? That's the thing. That's it.
Yeah. Like, we as individuals get guilt-tripped for, like, our waste and everything. But you should realise, so is the businesses, man.
Yeah.
I'm sort of crying. No, I'm kidding.
It's always the businesses. That's the thing. It's, like, individual action can only, like, be so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to look at, like, the main contributor to all this, like, waste and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have to hold people responsible, even if they're rich. Like, especially if they're rich. Yeah? Like, if they're rich, they obviously have the means to do better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're rich, do a little R&D or something.
There's so many things you could be doing for the world, but instead, you accumulate your wealth. And for what?
For yourself.
Kalau mati pun tak boleh bawa apa.
Yeah, but you know, we can think about a perfect world where we don't have to worry about money.
Or we could be realistic and realize life sucks. Not okay.
I was trying to segue into our question of the day, but... anyway, our question of the day is, what would you do if you didn't have to worry about money? What are the things that you would want to try or you think that you can achieve if money wasn't the issue?
I feel like I would just be doing a lot more creative things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, a lot of my headspace would at least be like not constantly worried about something.
Yeah.
Creativity, yay!
Yay!
Yay! That's... I don't know what else I could achieve, but I will just keep trying, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. Be a housewife for myself. I don't know. I don't want to do any labor. That's just me as a person.
No, but I think that's just like inherent in people.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if I didn't have to worry about money, maybe I could really like try to find something that I enjoy. But I don't know. I don't enjoy much.
I think it's because you don't have the time to discover yourself.
Like,
you know, if I was high SES, I would be rediscovering myself right now.
I don't know why that sounds like...
That sounds shady?
Yeah.
Or horny? Which one? You decide. That's our question of the day.
Is that shady or horny? Let us know. You can email us at todayacrapbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, wait. We had a very interesting question.
What?
How far will you go to be a billionaire?
I would fuck a billionaire.
You would fuck a billionaire? How would?
No matter how old and saggy they are.
Oh, spicy. Was that shady? Send us an email at todayacrapbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
What would you do?
I wouldn't know what I would do.
Right? I don't think I want to become a billionaire. Like, I have no desire.
Yeah, I have no desire to be that rich. All I want to do is... Yeah, since I was young, since mm-hmm. secondary school, I thought if I could earn enough working like full-time at like a retail shop,
mm-hmm.
I would have been fine as long as I had enough money and enough money to do what I wanted. Like travel. Like, I'd just be like, if I had time to travel, I'd just go travel.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the ideal life for me, you know? And then after I realised when I grew up, wow, I would not be able to survive even... with that money.
Mm. Everyone's just looking for money, you know. So if you want to send me money, you can check out my Instagram. I'm Shasupao.
If you want to send me money...
for a washing machine.
Yeah, if you want to buy me a washing machine, you can hit me up on my Instagram. You can hit me up on my Instagram, which is @don'tkickmyshin.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor us... talking about you washing machine companies, you can also find us on Instagram @arewecrying. Yes. Oh, we're on TikTok now. Check out TikTok also. Are we crying? Very fun. We're so young.
We are Gen Z.
Okay, closing.
Take care of yourselves in this capitalist society.
Chase that bag.
But also live your dreams.
Chase that dream.
Or that old billionaire's balls. Delicious.
Billionaires, hit me up.
Okay.
I will kill you.
Hey, oh, that is very... Okay.
I mean, I won't. Haha, JK.
JK. I just like to joke about death because I'm Gen Z.
I love saggy balls.
I forgot what ending was. Okay, so goodbye.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Have a nice day. I hope you don't cry today.
Have a nice day and I hope you don't cry today.
That was a remix version. Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.